Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wa kafa wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidinil mustafa sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'd, faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fil Qur'anil Majid: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون وقال تعالى واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله وفضل كرم إحسان الله تعالى. We find ourselves once again on a Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. Allah Ta'ala allow us to take maximum benefit from every Mubarak moment of this Mubarak day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed us in the dunya and we have a relationship with Allah. Allah ta'ala is our Rabb. Allah ta'ala is our Khalik. Allah ta'ala is our Malik. Allah ta'ala is our Razzaq. Allah Ta'ala is our everything. And we are the slave of Allah Ta'ala. So it is a relationship of a slave and a master. But not only a master, a creator, a nurturer, a sustainer, a guider, a protector. Everything. Allah Ta'ala is our everything. So this relationship, as in any relationship, there are certain rules, there are certain guidelines. If we want the relationship to remain on track, we want there to be love on both sides, then there are things that we have to adhere to. Allah Ta'ala has given us certain parameters in which we have to live our lives, what we call the Shariat, what we call the Sunnat. And Allah Ta'ala, on the other hand, He has promised that He will take care of us. If you hand your matters over to me, you don't worry about anything. You just fulfill your end of things and I will take care of the rest for you in the dunya also, in the qabr also. As I looked after you in Alam-e Arwah when you were just a soul, you can't even remember how I looked after you, but I looked after you there. When you were a nutfa and you came into the womb of your mother, so close to your mother, but she couldn't do anything for you. In that time, you never knew yourself, but I looked after you. I took care of you. So this is just another stage in your life, in the dunya. I will look after you here also. And in the dunya, I've given you some choices, I've given you some strengths, I've given you certain abilities, but that doesn't make you independent of me. You are still fully dependent on me. And whatever strengths I've given you, abilities I've given you, you have to use it in a manner that is pleasing to me. Then I will give you hasana fid dunya also, hasana fil akhirah also. In the qabr also, there you won't have ability to do anything. Each one of us, we won't be able to do anything in the qabr. But there too I will look after you again, like I looked after you in the womb of your mother. When you go into the womb of earth, I will look after you there. Where there is no electricity, Allah Ta'ala will be our light. Where there is no work, there is no food, Allah Ta'ala will sustain us. Allah will take care of us in the qabr also. And then, it all culminates into Maidan-e Hashr. Imma ila al-jannah wa imma ila al-nar. Either a person is going to go towards Jannat or a person is going to go towards Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala make us from amongst those who will be the first ones to enter Jannat al-Firdaus without any reckoning, without any hisab kitab. So in short, that is our life. Very, very simple life Allah has given us. Allah wants us to worship Him. How long we must worship Him? Till we pass away. That I created you for nothing else besides my worship. Allah Ta'ala says to us that I have created insan, jinnat for nothing else accept my worship. And how long, what's the duration of this worship? Only until maut. Before this hayati, you never have to worship me. While we were in the womb, while we were in alam-e-arwah, nothing we had to do. There was no salah times, nothing. Zakat, nothing we had to do. In the womb, insan had to do nothing. Don't worry about anything. I'll take care of it. Right? Because I haven't given you any abilities, so I haven't made you responsible of anything. I will look after you. In the dunya now, O insan, I have given you certain abilities, choices, etc. Follow my rules. You may think that you're doing certain things, but I'm doing everything for you. I'm the hand behind you. I'm looking after everything. I'm looking. And then when I take your abilities away, O insan, and you go into the qabr, there too I'll look after you. And then if you pass, O insan, I will give you such abilities, such strengths, that you cannot perceive. Such wealth you cannot imagine. Such health, which is something you cannot even imagine. So all we got to do is follow Allah Ta'ala's ahkam, follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, a person who is a partner in a business, for example, or a person is working in a firm, working in a business, whatever. It is not required of him that 24 hours of the day he remains there in the firm. It is not required of him that 24 hours of the day, every day of the week, every day of the year he must be working. No, that's not required of him. He will have his times that he has to work. Then it is understandable that he needs to rest. He's got some other family obligations, etc. But if you ask this person, it's a Saturday or a Sunday, he's not working at that time. In our country now, the weekend is Saturday. So if you ask him at that time, okay, bhai, what's your occupation? He says, no, I'm an engineer, right? Which company are you working for? He will give the name of his company. Give the name of his company and what his profession is. So although he's not at work at that time, but he understands that I'm an engineer and that's the company that I work for. So for him to be regarded as a loyal employee of that company, he mustn't do anything that will, anything intentionally that impacts negatively on that company. So although he's not there, he's on leave, he's gone overseas, whatever, but he's still regarded as an employee of that company. But the day he starts stealing from that company, or he intentionally does something that brings ill repute to the company, so now they will tell him, see, boy, you are fired. Right? Our company phone, give it back to us. Our company car, give it back to us. Empty your office out, please. Your computer, please return it. Right? And sat salam. We part ways. Right? You take a married situation, in a marriage, a husband or a wife, he's not required that whole day he must hold his wife's hand now. Whole day he must make his wife's tasbih. Whole day he must only be behind her or she must be behind him. No. He will go out to work. Sometime he will go in jamaat. Sometime he will go to the khanqah. Sometime he will go in jihad. Everything. But when you see him, it's, you know, this person is certain person's husband. The lady, her husband may not be at home. He's gone 4 months jamaat. But everybody knows that she is certain person's wife. The rishta is there. But now, if the wife has to do something, that negatively impacts the marriage, then that can lead to talaq. If the husband has to be disloyal and he has to do certain things that are negatively, or is not fulfilling the wife's rights in that marriage, then that can lead to an annulment, can lead to a khula. There is a breakup in relationship. So when we understand this with worldly relationships, and the people that we are connected to in the world, they can't do much for us. Today they are here, tomorrow they're not here. Sometimes even they may want to do something, but they don't have the means to do it. Yet when it comes to those relationships, we have to be so careful that we don't do anything that negatively impacts that relationship. And when it comes to our relationship with Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala is Qadir Mutlaq. Allah Ta'ala is doing for us what we don't even know. So many things Allah Pak is doing for us that we're not even aware of. How many of us are aware now that my heart is beating now, what my eyes are doing for me to be able to see, what's happening inside my ears for me to be able to hear? How many of us are aware of all of that? We don't even think about it. But Allah Ta'ala is taking care of all of that. Right? So many things we are even unaware of, Allah is taking care of it. So how much more careful we have to be in that relationship? And especially when Allah Ta'ala has been so good to us, so kind to us. But when insan loses track, you see, when man loses track of our purpose in the world, Allah Ta'ala is saying, I created you for my ibadat. For how long? Till death. That means, not that whole day I must be on the musalla, not whole day I must be making zikrullah, whole day I must be making tirawat, no. Allah knows, Allah created us. He will have to go to his wife, he will have to go to his children. Insan will get tired, he needs to sleep. He will get hungry, he needs to eat. He will need to go and relieve himself. He needs to bath, he needs to do so, he needs to earn a rizq, he needs to earn a rozi. Right? All, so many commitments he has. But as long as in everything that insan does, he doesn't impact his relationship with Allah Ta'ala negatively, then he is still Allah Ta'ala's banda, Allah Ta'ala's obedient banda. He can be in business, he can be at home, he can be just having a rest, whatever. But in that, he's not breaking Allah Ta'ala's command. He's not breaking Allah Ta'ala's command. He's doing it in the obedience. Then his rishta with Allah Ta'ala is still sahi salamat. But now when the person is going to do things that impact negatively on his relationship, that means a person has become unmindful of the relationship. Become unmindful of the relationship. What a relationship, but the person is unmindful. Only remembers Allah Ta'ala for his own advantage. Other than that, not interested. Now imagine a person has got four wives. Allah Ta'ala gave him four wives. All beautiful, beautiful wives he got. And they two not fighting too. Now what more can he ask for in that department? But he is running behind adulterous women. Now what will people tell him? Say, "Bhai, what is the matter with you? You lost the plot. I mean, you got four wives, all beautiful wives. They not fighting also. Allah has blessed you with everything in that department. Why are you running behind adulterous women? Where is your akal?" Take a person whom Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with wealth. He's got so much of wealth. And he's going and stealing. Petty theft, going and doing petty theft, stealing somebody's washing, somebody's laundry from the washing line. He goes to fill his motor car with petrol and he drives off without paying. What is wrong with you? I mean, Allah gave you so much wealth. There's no need for you to do this. And you're doing something like this. Are you out of your mind? This is exactly our situation. When we forget Allah Ta'ala. When we do things against the law of Allah. You got such an Allah who has taken care of us all this while. Who is taking care of us. Who will take care of us. Who is making promises to us that I will do this for you. I will do that for you. Allah Ta'ala is giving all that. And are you forgetting that Allah and you're going towards Shaitan who will do nothing, who has promised that I'm your enemy. I want you to go to Jahannam. But you're making Shaitan happy? So when insan forgets insan's objective in life, then insan gets caught up in many other snares of the devil, traps of the devil. Now, when we get involved in those things, then we start thinking that our honor lies in those things. A person now, honor lies in me being very rich. If I'm wealthy, then I'm honorable. Honor lies in the car that I'm driving. Honor lies in the watch that I'm wearing. Honor lies in the phone that I got. Honor lies in the properties that I own. Now a person starts thinking that is honor. But that is not honor. A person starts thinking that if a Muslim is the boxing champion, then that is honor to Islam. If a Muslim team won the World Cup from a Muslim country, then that is honor to Islam. Why? Because we forgot why Allah Pak put us here. These little children, youth, teenagers, in their holiday time, they're going out in Jamaat. Do we look at them with that honor? Like how we're spending hours looking at soccer teams. They look at these youth in the prime of their life. They're on holiday. It's their holiday time. But they're going out in the path of Allah. Sleeping on the floor. No home comforts, nothing. They're spending time. Half day this morning when Jamaat came. Youngsters, all youngsters. They're out for 10 days. Some university students, some high school, whatever. They're out for 10 days. You know what that is. But do we look at them with that honor? No, we're worried about football. Now, currently, one, two youngsters, they're complaining to me, say, Maulana, no, this whole World Cup is rigged. What? Fixed. Say, Maulana, they cheated the Muslim countries. Allah knows which countries we are playing and who are doing what. Allah keep us away from these things. We're not involved. But they're complaining. They say, no, this thing, they made zulam. So I said, very good. So they got angry. Say, well, the Muslim people, they did this to the Muslim people. And, you know, we are supposed to feel for them. Say, bhai, this is the problem. When you forget what you have been created for, we forgot our Allah. We forgot what we've been created for. Then now you take these things to heart. These things become important. And that is what Shaitan wants. That is what Shaitan wants. Now so much of argument and all, and tears over this. That no, they're supposed to have a goal and they never give them the goal and they're supposed to have this and they never do that and one yellow card and red card and the referee was unfair and all that. It's very good. Maybe it was an azab from Allah. to go and play the game is haram. To go and play that game is haram because you're wearing short pants. You're exposing your satr is haram. Then on top of it, what kind of hairstyles they have and that whole lifestyle that goes with it. Allah maaf kare. We're not judging anybody, but from the outward, how can that thing be permissible? And then to sit and you get the whole world in a ghaflat. Most of the people in the world in a ghaflat. How many people's namazes went? How many people, what went? And we think that that's something glory for Islam. Because we lost the plot, we lost the plot. We forgot what is our purpose here in the dunya. Why Allah Pak put us in the dunya? When we forget that, then you get Muslims asking the question, what must we Muslims do now? What must we do? But don't you know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to worship Allah Pak. That's what Allah Pak created us for, worship Allah. So even if something we want to do to relax, something we want to do as a hobby, something we want to do as some pastime, it must be something that is in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. You can't go and do anything in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. And there are so many things to do in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. One is to treasure the relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Appreciate the relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Recognize how important this. We are nothing without it. We are nothing without the relationship with Allah Ta'ala. We are nothing. All we are is coal for the fire of Jahannam. Without Allah Ta'ala, without the relationship. وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْهِجَارَةُ. The fuel for the fire of Jahannam is humans and stones. So without that rishta with Allah Ta'ala, we are just coal for the fire of Jahannam, nothing else. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we take this relationship very, very seriously. We keep strengthening it. Allah take us away from the dunya with our iman intact. And Allah save us from all this layani, all these futile things. People today, parents, they are like enemies to their children. Small children, 2-year-old children, they're making them wear the soccer outfits. Small children, the masum Allah put them in the world. How the parents are polluting them, exposing them to all these things. Naming them after the names of those. Instead of taking their name, say no, that Sahabi's name was like this. That Nabi's name, no. They're only keeping the name because that soccer player's name was that. How will we answer to Allah Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala, if Allah saved us from that, we mustn't get proud. Because maybe we caught in something else. We must see what we caught in. And whatever we caught in, come out of it and maintain that rishta with Allah Ta'ala. Akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.